comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. This is a special day, a very, very special day, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here. I hope you are, too. I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Why is this a special day? Well, this is our 12th birthday. This is the 12th birthday of the Kevin Smith Show. For 12 years, we've been broadcasting now. And so, you know, birthdays, well, they're always kind of special. The Alternative Universe Eye Conference is coming up, and it's coming up real soon, 8 days from today. You have, counting today, 7 days left to get your ticket. You need to get your ticket now. Stop procrastinating. Procrastination can wait until tomorrow because you've got things to do today. You need to get your ticket. It's only $10, and we've got 5 outstanding speakers and presentations coming your way on the 19th. So to get your ticket, get over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. At the website, scroll down till you see that giant link that says Alternative Universe Eye Conference. Click it and get your tickets, okay? Very, very important for you to do that. Now, when we first started this, there's some benefits for having been an attendee at a previous conference. So if you bought a ticket to one of the previous conferences, one of the benefits of that is I sent you an email, and that email told you before the tickets went on sale that they were going to go on sale, told you what date they would go on sale, and I said the first 3 of you who have attended conferences before, Alternative Universe Eye Conference, the first 3 will get an additional free ticket. Well, I've been telling you I was going to announce who won, and here they are. I wish I had a drum roll. I don't. Here's a little drum roll. Okay. Anne Marie of Canada was the very first one to buy a ticket. Kate Nyvall in Norway was the second one to win a ticket. She was the second one to buy a ticket, so she won the extra ticket. And then Tom Schurz from Belgium was number 3. So we have Canada, Norway, and Belgium, USA. You slept, but that's okay. You'll get a shot at it again next month when we do the next conference, okay? So congratulations to these 3 people, and you will get an email from me tomorrow, you 3, and it will explain how we do the extra free ticket. You can give it to someone else as a gift. And congratulations. I'm very glad that you won, and I am very glad to be able to announce that you won. We're going to step away for a break, and when we come back from this break, we're going to begin BYOT, Bring Your Own Birthday Party Tonight. We'll be back. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And this is our 12th birthday. So we're celebrating 12 years of broadcasting tonight. And we're going to make this bring your own topic. And I'm going to share with you several little bits of information. I think, let's see, probably what we should start with will be an email. But we'll open the telephone lines in just a moment as bring your own topic, and that means you can call in and we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. And by the way, I do know that we have people listening who started listening 12 years ago when I was in Kosovo when I first started this. And how do I know that? Because from time to time, you call in. Well, if you remember Kosovo, you remember when we started? Let's hear from you. If you started listening when I was broadcasting from somewhere else, maybe you heard for the first time when I was broadcasting from Australia, or I was broadcasting from East Timor, or maybe from Thailand, lots of different places I've done shows from. And if you remember any of those and you started listening back then, let's hear from you. But if you're new, we want to hear from you as well, because it doesn't matter when you start listening to the Kevin Smith Show. What matters is that you started. But I think what we'll do is let me deal with some emails that have come in. This one from Rita. In the USA, Rita says, Mr. Smith, thank you for allowing some free nights. By the way, tonight, because it's our birthday, is a free night to watch the show. You know, normally you have to be a member to watch the show. And but that's not expensive. I mean, and there are tons and tons and tons of other stuff in the members' community. But watching the show is one of the things in the members' community. However, tonight is our birthday, so as our gift to you, it's free to watch. You just go over to the website, click where it says watch. All right? Mr. Smith, thank you for allowing some free nights for watching your show. During a recent free night, you showed a segment with sheep grazing while Stars and Stripes was playing. Stars and Stripes is the music. At first, I didn't get it. Then it dawned on me what it meant, and I started to laugh. But at the same time I was laughing, I was starting to get angry, all at the same time. It really hit home with me and made the point. While I thank you for waking me up, don't you fear you may offend a lot of people with it? Rita, thank you for the email. And my answer to that is, I hope so. Everyone who feels offended by that, or feels insulted by that, was supposed to. And if it makes them chuckle and get angry at the same time, or just get angry, at least I made the point. You ought to be, if that shoe fits, if it fits, doesn't fit everybody, but if that shoe fits and you feel offended, you should be offended at having allowed yourself to be turned into a sheep. And I hope, like Rita, it wakes you up. But it's just something a little bit fun and satirical, and like I said, you know, for those who feel offended or insulted, they're supposed to. That's who it's for. Rita, thanks for the email. This from Jake. You know, you can send me email. I love to get your email, and it's easy to do it. You just go to my website, click where it says contact, and then select. Are you making a comment about a show we've done? Then you click listener comment. Are you making a suggestion that I take a look at something, that I read a web page, or are you suggesting a topic or a guest for the show? Then click suggestion. And We have it that way to make sure you get through our spam filters. We have to have spam filters. I downloaded today in just one account. We have several email accounts. One account, after an hour, I had downloaded it an hour before, and I downloaded again, or I opened it again. There were 475 email messages in there in 1 hour. Now, most of that is spam. It wasn't all spam, but 99% of it is. And that's because we've been out there now for 12 years, and, you know, every spammer in the world has our email address. So to make sure that we do get to see your email, we have devised these contact pages, and they are designed to get through the spam filters. So if you use those, I will see your email. If you don't use those, if you just send it to one of our email addresses, you got about a 1% chance that I'll see it. So, but we did that not to keep you from contacting us. We did that to make sure you can contact us. Okay? And I love to get your email. So this one's from Jake in the USA. Happy birthday, Kevin Smith Show. Kevin, did you think in 2000 that you would one day replace Art Bell at the top of the paranormal UFO talk shows? Well, Jake, thanks. I appreciate that. I'll tell you, I consider that a great compliment. However, I have not replaced Art Bell. Art Bell was and is the king of this genre. And his place in broadcasting history is absolutely secure. There's no one ever that did radio in this genre as good as Art Bell, and no one will, I suspect, for many, many, many decades. But I appreciate what you said. I thank you for that, and I consider it a compliment. But you know something? When I started this show back in 2000, Art Bell was still hosting Coast to Coast. And I didn't start this show in order to, quote, become the next Art Bell. I started this show because I had something to say. I listened to Art Bell while I was in Kosovo. Sometimes I could get our computer system there to run fast enough to listen to his shows. At that time, the only way to listen was over Real Audio. Remember that? It was the only way to pick up streaming audio back then. And he was streaming with Real Audio. And I would listen to him when I could. And I had a great deal of appreciation for Art Bell and for his show. But I didn't start the show to be the next Art Bell. I think that's people do that, you know. I mean, there are people that I've gotten email from people who say that they've started their show and they hope one day to be the next Kevin Smith. What a low standard. Go be the best you can be and forget about Kevin Smith. If you start a show, you go be the best you can be and say what you've got to say. You know, I have a huge appreciation for Art, and I will tell you that there have been times that Art has listened to this show. I don't know that he listens every night. It would be daytime where he is. I don't know. I do know he has, because I have gotten some messages from him once in a great while over the years. And I'm very humbled by it, very appreciative. But my goal has never been to be the next anybody. My goal has been, you know the Army motto that they used to, I guess they still use it, but they used to put it on TV all the time, the U.S. Army motto, be all that you can be. That's all I ever wanted, and that's what I try to do. But thank you, Jake. I appreciate it very, very much. Okay, this is our birthday, and some of you know all about this show. You know, some of you have been listening since I began when I was younger and thinner, had more hair. You've been around all these years watching me get fatter and older and balder, and I appreciate it. And I'm not as old as I'm going to get, and I intend to keep broadcasting until it's over. But some of you are new and you don't know, and so I'm going to share a little bit of history with you tonight and show you something from 12 years ago. I'm going to show you an artifact. It's an ancient artifact of the of the Kevin Smith Show. So 12 years ago today is when our first broadcast went online, but the show actually began a few months before. I mean, you don't just decide, well, at least I didn't. I guess it could be done, but you don't just decide one day, I think I'll do a show, and then bang, you do your first show online that day. I guess it could be done. But that isn't the process that this show took. I was in Kosovo, and I had been there as a diplomatic observer, and then during that time as a diplomatic observer, we had a huge blizzard, and that would be 1999. I was there as a diplomatic observer. And we had a huge blizzard, and the electricity went out, and it was really, really, really cold. Really sub-zero. And there in Kosovo, it's, you know, the electricity goes out in your town, it's a matter of a few hours, maybe a day if it's very severe, maybe a couple of days if it's extremely severe, and they have the electricity back on. In Kosovo, at that time, I don't know how it is now, but at that time, if the electricity, well, not if, when the electricity went out, which it was definitely going to do each winter, it would be weeks to months before it could be repaired. And so you had no heat. You know, if you lived in the city, I lived in an apartment, you could not have a wood stove. So there was no heat because there was no electricity. There was no running water. There was no elevator or lift to take me up to my apartment. So you couldn't cook. You couldn't wash clothes in the washing machine. You had no running water because the electricity was not working, and the city water pumps then couldn't work. So it was survival time. And there was no radio, no television. And every night when I came home from work, I would climb those stairs to my apartment and walk inside. Just inside the door, I had a little shelf, and I had a candle sitting there that I left there in the morning with some matches. And I would light that candle, and then I had light for the evening. I had candles. And the way you cook is, the way I cooked, is I set a pan on the stove. I poured cleaning alcohol into the pan. I made a little wick out of some toilet tissue. I lit the wick. And then I had a flame. And I'd hold another pan above it and heat some soup. And then after that, I would heat some water and throw some ground coffee into the water and make some coffee. And so that's the way it was. Well, you can imagine all evening long, no radio, no television, no nothing, nothing, nothing. So after, you know, several days of that, I was pretty bored. At the office, we had generators, and so I could charge up a laptop. And I charged up my laptop, brought it home, and played games for about 3 nights, and I'm not a game player. I don't like games, so I got bored again. But it was something to do. And then about the fourth night into that, I thought about, you know, I opened the laptop and I thought, you know what, I just don't want to play one of these games again. And then the thought hit me. Why not just talk to this computer? Now, you may think this is crazy, but why not just talk to this computer as if it were a friend that just dropped by for a cup of coffee? So I had a little pocket cassette recorder, and it had a built-in mic. And I ran a cord from the earplug on that recorder to the mic input on the computer, and then used the built-in mic on the recorder as a microphone, and I just started talking. And I talked to the computer as if it were a friend who had come over for a cup of coffee, and I talked about things I wanted to talk about. And I had so much fun doing that that I talked until the computer battery ran down. And I was sitting there, you know, with several layers of clothes on and blankets all around me and just shivering because it was so cold, sub-zero. And when the battery ran down, I wrapped more blankets around me and tried to go to sleep. And the next night I did the same thing, and the next night I did the same thing. And I was really enjoying it because I was able to talk about things that I was not able to talk about in the course of my work, my duties. So I could talk about UFOs. I liked UFOs. I thought that was pretty cool, and I wondered why the news media refused to treat it seriously. And I talked about bases on the moon and reports that I had seen that, you know, nothing classified, but stuff on the fledgling internet at that time, stuff that I had seen that was about, you know, bases on the moon. And I talked about extraterrestrials, and I talked about ghosts. And, you know, I just talked about all the things that I was interested in that the news media refused to treat seriously. And it was pretty cool because the computer didn't like it. It just listened. We'll be back right after this.
America, and you're listening to the Kevin Smith Show, like no other talk radio on earth.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Always helps if you push the right button. Now, see, I can say something now I couldn't say 12 years ago. I'm an old guy, and sometimes I push the wrong button. But anyway, I was telling you about how this show started, and so I had all these little monologues, not intended for anybody else to hear, just intended to pass the time because we had this blizzard going and there was no electricity. But they were in my laptop, and I saved them to the desktop on the laptop. And so one day I stepped out of my office, down the hall. I think I went to the restroom, and when I came back, I wasn't gone long, and when I came back, stepped into the office, and two of the guys that worked with me had my laptop open. Actually, I had left it open, and they had seen all these sound files on the desktop, and they clicked one, and they were listening to it, and it was about bases on the moon. And I was kind of embarrassed, but what are you going to do, right? And immediately when I stepped through the door, these guys started saying, man, this stuff is great. you ought to have this on the radio. You ought to be on the radio. You've got a radio voice, and the stuff you're talking about is, but this is great. And so each day then after that, I would come in, well, not every day, but most days I would come into the office at some point, and they would be listening to one of those monologues. Then we got evacuated so that NATO could bomb Yugoslavia. And I went to Macedonia, and then Vienna, and then Albania, and then back into Macedonia, and then back into Kosovo. But when I came back into Kosovo, I was back in uniform as international police. And I ran into one of those guys, and he asked me if I had done anything about putting that on the radio. And I said no. And I began to investigate how to do that, and there was no way. I mean, I was in Kosovo, and although I speak Serbian, I was going to leave Kosovo at some point, and so if I did a Serbian broadcast, did it in Serbian, which I would have to do if I was on a Kosovo radio station, I would have to either do it in Serbian or I would have to do it in Albanian. These days, if you speak Serbian on the street in Albania, they'll kill you. It's a wonderful free society. But anyway, I decided that I was going to put it on the internet. It was the only way open to me, and that's how this show started. And on May the 11th, 2000, the first show went on the internet. That's how this show started, kind of by accident, just because, one, we had a blizzard, two, because of the blizzard I was bored, and three, I had some things I wanted to say, and that's how it started. Now, we didn't have a microphone. I told you about how I was doing it with the built-in mic on a little pocket recorder. Well, about a month after we went on the internet, there was a friend who was going back to the USA for a visit. And I gave him some money and asked him to just go down to Radio Shack and get me the best mic that he could get with that money at Radio Shack. And he did. And when he came back, he brought the mic with him. And if you look at the picture that's on my website, it's a little hard to see. But you see the picture about tonight's show. You see me sitting there with some very cheap headphones on and a cup of coffee, as per usual. And in the other hand, if you look close, it's kind of obscured by the lettering that's on that picture. But you'll see there is this long stick kind of a microphone. Well, I told you I was going to show you an artifact, an ancient artifact of the Kevin Smith Show. And here it is. That's the microphone. That is 12 years old, and that microphone is the first microphone that we had for the show. And man, I thought we had really stepped up when we moved from the built-in mic on the recorder to a real microphone. I thought we had really stepped up, and we had. It still works. I don't use it anymore. If I'm doing a remote somewhere, I take that with me. But it still works. It's 12 years old, and it is as old as the show. Almost. It'll be next month. This is 12 years old. So I got it about a month after we started broadcasting. I didn't even have a microphone stand, and that's why in that picture you see me holding it in my hand. I forgot to tell him to get me a microphone stand. So I went all the way through Kosovo without a microphone stand. I tell you, I made microphone stands in many places. In Kosovo, as well as in East Timor, and some of you have seen this. I took my police flashlight, which is, you know, big, long, black flashlight, and I stood it on the end, and I took masking tape and taped the microphone to that flashlight and used that for a microphone stand. So we've been through quite a number of changes over the years. A lot of different things have happened over the years. Now, for those of you who say, well, okay, where's Kosovo? And what's the big deal there? Well, see, Kosovo was, and probably legally still is, some people say legally it still is, the southernmost province of Serbia. I guess all of you are familiar with the Alamo in Texas. And you know, the Alamo was a absolute failure for the Texans in their war against Mexico. Everybody at the Alamo got wiped out. The Texas rebels got wiped out. A bunch of them, hundreds, I think 300 or so, got wiped out at the Alamo. But as a result of that, the Alamo became the rally cry for the Army of Texans. And you've heard it, remember the Alamo. And it became the rally cry and propelled them to victory over Santa Anna, General Santa Anna. And they became an independent nation. A lot of you didn't know that. They were an independent nation, had their own constitution, passed in 1836. Well, Kosovo is that for the Serbs. I forget the date. I think it was 1389. There was a battle just outside of what is today Pristina, Kosovo, in a place called Kosovo Polje. And it was a battle between the Serbs, who were Orthodox Christians, and the Turks, the Ottoman Empire. And this battle was a rout. Now, up until this battle, they had really been whipping the Ottoman forces. But at this battle, called the Battle of Kosovo Polje, they lost. And their leader, Tsar Lazar, was taken captive, and I believe he was blinded. I believe the Ottomans blinded him. But all of the army of the Serbs at Kosovo Polje was killed, and Lazar was taken captive. And so that battle is for the Serbs, and Kosovo Polje is for the Serbs what the Alamo is for the Texans. Now you're looking, if you're watching, you're looking at a map of Kosovo, and if you get up close to it, you can see there's a green X on that map. Well, that green X is Pristina, Kosovo. That's where this show started. That's where I was when I began. Now, I have also lived in and broadcast from Mitrovica, which is up north. You can see that up north, kind of northwest of Pristina. And so I've lived in Mitrovica. I've lived in Pristina. And then just barely south of Pristina, I have lived in Gračanica. And that I don't think you would be able to see on this map. So that's it. That's the birthday that we are celebrating. And 12 years. It started accidentally with a blizzard and boredom. But 12 years down the road, here we are. Maybe you think that's not too cool. Maybe you think I should have gone off the air a long time ago. Sorry about that, and no plans to do it anytime in the near future. I plan to continue to broadcast for as long as possible. These days, we have better microphones and better equipment, and I'm not using this one single laptop. Things are a lot better than they were, and we're now, you know, we are on internet radio. We are on AM radio, FM radio. We are on all mobile devices. We are on internet television. So, you know, things have expanded quite a lot since those early days 12 years ago. Now, this is BYOT, Bring Your Own Topic. You don't have to talk about anything in our past if you don't want to, but you can. You can ask me any question you want to ask me. If it's within our genre, I'll answer it. You may have a topic you want to talk about that maybe it's something that we've talked about previously, or maybe it's something we haven't, but we'll talk about it. All you have to do is give us a call, 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. The telephone lines are open. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you may use the flash message option. And you do that by going to the website, scroll down. You'll see the picture about tonight's show, and right above it, you will see a link that says flash message. So if you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, you can call us or use the flash message. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
My name is Kevin.
I'm sorry, your name is what?
From Iowa.
Okay, tell me your name again.
Kevin.
Kevin, okay. Hi, Kevin.
Hey. A lot of Kevins.
Lots of Kevins. It's a good name.
Well, hey, listen, I've listened to your show for...
Hang on. A break is taking over. As soon as this break is over, we'll get right back to you, so don't go away. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we have on the telephone Kevin from Iowa. Kevin, thanks for hanging on. You just got started. You said that you had been listening to this show for some time.
Yeah, actually, I would say from 2004,
mm-hmm.
if I recall.
So I had just come back to the United States at that point.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So you've been with us for 8 years. That's a long time.
You know, I remember listening to the shows, and I'm 37. I've always been, you know, fascinated with ufology. And really, there aren't that many talk shows like yourself. When I was searching the internet and I found your show, it was great.
Well, I'm glad you found the show. You just found it through an internet search, or did someone tell you about it, or?
No, through an internet search.
Uh-huh. Well, in 2008, it was a little bit harder to find my show than it is today. Today, if you type in UFO talk show on any search engine, we'll pop up number one. But there was a time when we were like on page 10. of every internet search. So, man, I'm glad you found the show. Do you get to listen to the show frequently or just from time to time?
Unfortunately, just time to time. I do have a couple questions, and I'm breaking in and out. I don't really.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead. We can hear you fine.
Okay. First of all, I love your show, and I hope you continue for a long time. That's the bottom line. But I haven't heard. I mean, my huge question is the objects that are seen around. They're being seen around the sun right now, and I've seen about 6 or 7 different objects around the SOHO satellite. In my opinion, these are motherships coming from somewhere else. What is your opinion?
Well, I don't know what they are. I think I know what they are not. Every time one of these shows up, and by the way, I've got on our TV channel, I've got a picture up that I used about that very thing last week, I think. Every time one of these shows up, we get an explanation like it's a cosmic ray, it's an artifact because a cosmic ray hit the CCD chip on the camera, or, you know, it's a compression artifact or whatever, you know. Now, I took the one that's on the screen now, and by the way, I don't know if you're watching the show, but you could be watching the show tonight. If you're not watching it, you ought to be, because it's free to watch tonight. Okay.
Yeah, watching.
Do what?
Go ahead.
Yeah, are you watching tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you see the picture. Okay, so the deal is, they said this was caused by a cosmic ray. And I have published, I did a show about it. I showed how that could not possibly be the case. And I published an article on my website. And in that article about this, there is a link to a scientific paper that explains how it's not possible that that is a cosmic ray. Okay? So I don't know what they are, but I know what they are not in most cases. They are not what the official statement says they are. Okay, so if they're not what the official statement says, then the likelihood is it's a real object that we're looking at and not just some kind of an artifact in the picture. If that's a real object, that's a huge object.
Exactly. The question should be, what are the ramifications? Because, I mean, I have seen 6, 7 different objects within the past month. I mean, we're talking about donut-shaped objects with tiny little crafts coming through it. You know, I mean, obviously, you don't know, I don't know, but it's pretty it's frightening. It actually is, especially because it's 2012. The Mayans talked about, now the Mayans, I'm not a subscriber to the end of the world, but the Mayans always talked about, or I think they were helped by superior extraterrestrials. That's where they got the technology, and they talk about extraterrestrials coming back. Is that what's going to happen? I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, you know, even biblical prophecy says basically that. It says that there will be signs and wonders in the heavens, and men's hearts failing them because of looking at the things that are coming to pass on the earth. So, you know, signs and wonders in the heavens, certainly, you know, what you and I are talking about fits that classification. I don't know what they are. If they are extraterrestrial craft, then the leaders on this planet need to be real sure that they're on the right side of these people in these craft, because if they're not, if they're on the wrong side, if they choose to line up against these craft, I think we're toast.
You know, when we shoot at these objects, mm-hmm. You hear about altercations all the time. You know, even STS-48, I mean, it goes on and on. And you just wonder, you know, what's really going on. I mean, it's frustrating because we don't know anything. I don't know anything. But I would definitely suggest everybody prepare. Get some food, get weapons, and but hey, I've been listening to your show for a while off and on, and it's great. I love it, and keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right. How about you? 623-444-5889. It's BYOT. Bring your own topic. And Kevin from Iowa brought us the topic of the things that are showing up around the sun. It's a great topic. Huge topic. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Well, hi, Kevin. This is Rob from Germany calling. And I'd like to say happy birthday to your show again.
Well, thank you, Ralph. It's been a while since you've called us. What part of Germany
yes.
are you in, Ralph?
Yeah, well, sure it is. Some time that I called last, but tonight no one could stop me from calling in just because of this day being a very special one.
Well, thank you, Ralph. Ralph, what part of Germany are you in?
Well, it's the northern part. I'm still situated near the Baltic Sea and like living here and really love listening to your show, which gives more information to the public than any show I know beside your one.
Well, I appreciate that, Ralph. I really do. And I really appreciate the fact that you have made this international call to wish us a happy birthday here tonight.
Yeah, well, I just think I owe it to you.
Well, truly you don't owe me a thing, but thank you, really. And Ralph is a member of the Kevin Smith Show as well, and Ralph, we appreciate that and appreciate your support of the show.
Yeah, you're very welcome for that.
All right. Ralph, did you have a particular topic that you want to discuss, or do you just want to wish us happy birthday?
Well, I think wishing a happy birthday to you and your show.
Okay, we have a break taking over. If you want to hang on, you hang on and we'll come back to you. If you need to hang up, we understand. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show 12th anniversary, 12th birthday party. And those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. We have on the telephone with us Ralph from Germany. And Ralph, I didn't know if you would hang on through that break or not because it's international long distance, but thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, sure. Well, Kevin, you asked if I had any comment to any other subject than giving best wishes to the KSS birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, there is just one.
Okay.
I'd like to quote you from the start of tonight's show. You said USA use that well. This was regarded to the I conference, but I think this is true for all of us all over the world. Many of us slept far too long to see what's going on, and well, that's just what I wanted to say.
Yeah, you're referring to people waiting to buy their tickets for the I conference. There are people from the USA who have purchased their tickets, but it was Canada, Norway, and who? Let me see.
Belgium.
Canada and
Belgium.
Norway and Belgium were first.
Right.
Yeah, they were first. The first three.
Right. But what I wanted to say is the statement is true on many subjects. It's not just the USA that slept, and it's not just that they slept on buying tickets.
That's true.
Well, we all, or let's say many of all, slept regarding the subjects that you are discussing on your show.
That is true. But hopefully, I don't know that this is the case, but hopefully this show has served to help wake some people up, like Rita. You know, I read an email from Rita at the beginning of the show.
Right.
And so hopefully, you know, some of what we do somewhere during each show, there'll be something that helps to wake people up a little bit. I hope so.
And Rita isn't the only one.
Yeah.
I'm one of those persons, too.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Right.
Ralph, I want to thank you for the call.
You're very welcome.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Ralph from Germany. How about you? 623-444-5889. It is BYOT, and we'd love to hear from you. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi. I dream almost every night. I dream in color. I can hear sounds. Sometimes it appears that I'm in the middle of everything. Other times it appears I'm up above looking like on the outside looking down.
Uh-huh.
And you blew my socks off the other night when you mentioned that you quit dreaming.
Yeah.
Could you expound on that a little bit further?
Well, I just realized one day that for some reason I just, it came to my mind that, hey, you know, it's been a couple of years since I've dreamed anything. And that's true, and I just don't dream. Now, I did have a dream maybe 6 months ago, and I was very conscious of the fact when it started, I sort of, in my mind, I said, holy cow, I'm dreaming, and I had this dream. And then that's it. And that's the first dream I've had in decades. And I haven't had a dream since then. I just don't dream. I work 20 hours every day. And whenever it's time for me to stop work and get my 4 hours of sleep, that's exactly what happens. I stop work, I lay down, and for 4 hours I am truly dead to the world.
Well, that's interesting, especially that, like, 6 months ago that you, I think you're probably still dreaming. I think you're probably just not recalling them.
Well, everybody says that, but here's my question. How do you know you're not in my head? And I don't mean that in a rude way. No, I don't dream.
I understand what you're saying. You know, all my dreams, they're not prophetic. I mean, when I analyze my dreams, I can think back of something that happened during the day that caused me to think of, you know, it's nothing where I see a dream and it's something that's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Also, your previous caller, Ralph.
Yeah.
I was hoping that he would, if he had any ideas on what the object at the bottom of the Baltic Sea was, or whether he sent any emails or anything to you about that.
No, to the best of my knowledge, he has not sent me any emails about that. So I have no idea if he even knows anything about that.
Well, Kevin, happy birthday.
Thank you very, very much, Jerome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. It is BYOT. It is also our birthday, and we've been at this now for 12 years. You know, in a way, it seems like a lifetime. And at the same moment, it seems like it was only yesterday. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kevin. Listen, I'm kind of a newbie to your the Kevin Smith community. Mm-hmm. I joined in the fall of last year. And I'd like to talk just a little bit about how joining the Kevin Smith Show has enhanced my life.
Okay.
I know you had one of your emailers compared you to Art Bell, and I'm not going to compare you to anybody, but I'm going to say you belong in the same category, not only as Art Bell, but probably, let me drop another name in here, Bill Cooper, because of your courage and your willingness to take on unpopular subjects and your tenacity, and I immensely appreciate that. I know I'm a guy who reads a lot. I research a lot, and I've been busy peeling away the layers of the matrix that capture so many of us. Like Rolf in Deutschland said, we've been asleep too long. And guten Tag, Rolf. Ich liebe die deutsche Volk und die deutsche Sprache. I spent a few years in Germany myself, and I am of a somewhat German background and Welsh. But Kevin, you are valuable and important to me because so many of the people who have done so much important research find a forum and a platform on your program. And the more layers you peel away from the matrix, it seems like the farther away you get from the sleepers. And there are so many sleepers that surround us. And, the more awake you become, the more isolated you become from the people around you. And it's so refreshing to be able to dialogue with people who have been instrumental in helping you to awaken. And Kevin, you give me the opportunity to exchange ideas and to listen and to bounce some of my own ideas off of other people. Your rowdy forum chat rooms and so on, You know, I mean, these are some lively, unpredictable people that live in there. Kevin, you have not only inspired and enhanced my life, but I have a very vivacious granddaughter, Kirsten, who is going to be 12, coincidentally, this year in November. And Kirsten is very bright, a very pretty girl. She's going to be a very successful person. And Kevin, you have become a very important person in her life as well. So there are multiple generations of people, Kevin, who are relying on you and your continued efforts and the energy that you bring to our existence, our life. You have been a clarion call. You've been a trumpet blasting away into the sleepers' dreams. You're waking up so many people, and I just can't possibly begin to overstate the importance of what you bring to our lives.
Wow. I don't know what to say. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Well, Kevin, I'll tell you what you say. You just keep saying what you've always said, and you keep saying it, and keep saying it, and keep saying it. And people who find discomfort with it, well, that's called cognitive dissonance. And if you make people uncomfortable by what you say, then, Kevin, let me tell you, you're saying the right thing. Keep saying it and keep saying it, you know, because ultimately that becomes the accepted paradigm. You are a paradigm buster. You are the Jeremiah of our generation, and you belong in the same category as Art Bell and Bill Cooper. Keep up the good work, Kevin.
I do appreciate it. Now, let me tell you what my grandfather used to say about, you know, I say things and then some people get very, very offended or uncomfortable or feel insulted, like Rita talked about. My grandfather used to say, if you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, you can tell which one you hit every time.
The one that yelps.
Yeah.
And if you're drawing flak, it means you're directly over the target.
Well, that's true. Absolutely true. Steve, thanks for the call, man.
You better believe it, Kevin. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Steve. All right. From Steve in Georgia. Wow. I don't know what to say about all that, but other than to say thanks, I appreciate it. The telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889, and it's BYOT. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening. This is Gary in Nebraska.
Hello, Gary in Nebraska.
Well, after Steve, I'm a little short on what to say, but by all means, I do want to say happy birthday to the Kevin Smith Show. It's a terrific venue. I think I started tuning into you. I first learned about you and the program perhaps around 2005. That's my recollection. And what I value about Kevin Smith's show, interesting topics, sometimes unusual, often unpopular with too many people, but that's their problem, not yours or mine.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what you do with humor, and I think it's terrific. Geez, if we can't laugh at ourselves, we're lost causes as far as I'm concerned. The only thing I would ask, if indeed I have a right to ask, is perhaps we might look into other paranormal subjects, which to me is just perfectly normal, but the one that, because of my age, Kevin, I've been looking at life after life, and I'm pretty satisfied that's not even a question anymore. So anyway, thank you for all you do, because what you do is terrific, and I thank you for it.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Yeah, life after life. We do have a show. Some people call these near-death experiences. We do have a show coming up on that pretty soon. And you want to be sure you stay tuned and keep checking every day to see, you know, it, because that's coming up. We've had several over the years, and several top name speakers and authors on that subject that have been on the show as guests. You know, once in a while, I don't get this too much anymore, but I used to once in a while get people wanting to know why I don't publish at the beginning of the week who's going to be on for the week. Those who have been around for a long time can remember when we used to get hit so severely. Night after night after night after night, we would get hit, taken down, taken off the offline. And when I quit publicizing what was coming, that stopped. So, you know, a little while before we go on the air, I put it up on the website. But I don't publicize it very far in advance because of the problems we had. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
I have a question for you.
I'm sorry?
I have a question for you.
All right.
Who's Art Bell?
Now, come on.
I've only heard the name. I don't know who he is.
Well, you if you don't know who he is, you are in a vast, vast, vast minority. And you are someone who has failed to receive one of the great blessings of all time, and that is to hear Art Bell.
Mm.
Art Bell is just absolutely the best.
Well, the first paranormal radio show I tuned into was about 6 years ago, and I'm still listening to it.
Yeah? Yeah. That's this one, huh?
Yeah.
You really never heard Art Bell?
Never.
Honestly, I'm not kidding when I say you've missed a huge blessing. Art Bell is absolutely the master of this genre when it comes to radio. He's just the master of it. Some of his shows you can still catch, you know. I mean, once in a great while he will guest host on Coast to Coast. And a lot of his shows are available in archives, but he, I guess, is probably the one who broke the paradigm for late night radio and absolutely ruled the airwaves in the USA late night with his nightly excursions into the strange and unexplained. Great guy.
Hmm.
Great guy.
I'll have to look it up sometime.
Yeah, you should.
But I was going to comment on something else, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have been doing a little bit of research on this, and it seems to me this goes along with what Gary in Nebraska talked about, too, a little bit.
Okay.
We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. That's the way I look at it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why we're unable to tune into our intuitive mind as much as we are into our rational mind. Part of it's cultural training, and part of it may be a biological manipulation so that we can't access it.
Okay.
But my opinion is that if we want to prepare for whatever's coming, and I don't know what's coming, we should train ourselves to solidify the relationship we have, what little we may have, with our intuitive mind, just so we'll be prepared for what's coming. I don't know what's coming, but that's just my thought.
And how would people go about solidifying their relationship with their intuitive mind?
I've been recording my dreams for years, off and on, so that's one way. And another one is, the one I'm working with right now is the pendulum. It taps into the subconscious mind. If you let it do its work, the subconscious mind will answer your questions. That's the intuitive mind. And there are other exercises, they don't all work for everyone, so just go out and look, do a little research, see what works for you, what you're comfortable with.
Okay. Well, I think that being out of touch with your intuitive mind, and a lot of people are to some degree out of touch, but if you're really out of touch with your intuitive mind, it works kind of like this. Your car has to have both gasoline and water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you put water in the gas tank, you're not going to go very far. If you put gasoline in the radiator, you're not going to go very far. But gasoline in the gas tank and water in the radiator makes this car a fantastic machine that will carry you at great speeds to your destination. And I think the intuitive mind and the rational mind are like gasoline and water. You got to have both. My argument with people over the intuitive mind and belief is when they're putting water in the gas tank. Okay?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the intuitive mind as long as you don't try to put it where the rational mind goes. And vice versa. You know, and so my argument is not against having beliefs. My argument is against putting water in the gas tank or gasoline in the radiator. Using them where they're not supposed to be used, it automatically guarantees failure. But you're functionally insane if you don't have both of those working.
That's right.
Okay, sort of like this. Let's say you had your car was full of gasoline, the tank was full of gasoline, but you had no water in the radiator. You may as well be out of gas. You're not going to go very far.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, you're going to burn the engine up. It takes both, but you got to keep them where they're supposed to be. And each one has its own function. And you have to let it do what it's designed to do. But I think you got a good point.
I
think you got a very good point. Okay, you got a break taking over. Brent, I got to run.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this.
Brian from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. When a topic in history or science or the paranormal is too outré or controversial for conventional media, where can we go for information? To the Kevin Smith Show, of course. I'm a big fan.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and let's go straight to the telephone. And caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, well, hi, Kevin. This is Ralph again, and this is the night to call again, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
Well, Just to react on one of your previous callers, there was one subject regarding the so-called rays on the pictures that we could see regarding our sun and objects that have been have been taken there.
Uh-huh.
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed. The objects around the sun.
I got an own opinion on that, and I'd like to say, yeah, I think it's a real object that we are seeing there.
Mm-hmm. I think it is too. But you know, what is the object? Well, I don't really know, and but I don't. I think we can pretty conclusively get to the point of saying that that's not caused by a cosmic ray.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And that's just what I wanted to say with this call.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a caller that asked if I knew whether you knew about the object on the floor of the Baltic Sea that everyone thinks is a UFO, or a lot of people think is a UFO. Do you know anything about that since you're near the Baltic?
Well, yeah, well, Kevin, the Baltic Sea, of course, compared to with other seas in the world and other oceans in the world, it's a very small one. Sorry, I do not really know. I do not really know what it is. I'd like to, and my opinion so far is that that might be something very extraordinary, but I do not know. I cannot say.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's a very unusual. The pictures are very unusual, and it is amazing that it's shaped very much like the Millennium Falcon in the Star Wars movies. However, if anybody ever really gets down there with some cameras, if that ever happens, we may find out that it's just a rock formation, you know?
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? Well, you always have to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
And even if you might already have taken a conclusion, you always have to correct it if there is new information.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks suspiciously like a UFO.
Yeah.
But that's as close as I can get to saying it. It looks suspiciously like it, and you know, we'll have to wait and see what the facts show us. But it's very, very interesting. Ralph, thank you for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
623-444-5889. Welcome to the party. It is our 12th birthday here at the Kevin Smith Show. You know, I said earlier, in some ways, it seems like it's been a lifetime since we began. And in other ways, all at the same time, it seems like it was yesterday. It's just amazing to me that it's been 12 years. But it has been. It has been 12 years. It's BYOT night for our birthday party. That means bring your own topic, and we invite you to do that. We invite you to bring your topic to the table, and we'll talk about it. 623-444-5889. One of the emails that I got, or maybe I think actually it was a message, a private message in my message box in our members community. A listener provided a link to a blog and asked me if I would comment on that, and I intend to do that in just a moment. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. Happy birthday to your show, and this is Mike from Kentucky.
Hello, Mike, and thanks for the happy birthday wish.
You're very welcome. I mean, like I said before, in that message on your machine, you're just reaching your adolescence, so there's no place to go but up.
Well, that's true. That's true. That is true. You've been listening to this show for a long time.
Yes, I have.
How long have you been listening? When did you start listening?
I probably didn't get onto your show though until about 2008 or 9.
Well, 2008 would be 4 years, 2009 3 years. That's a pretty good lick of time. You started listening probably when we started having Dick Criswell as our guest.
Probably so, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know about you until Dick told me, so then I checked you out, and anything else I'd been watching, I ceased to watch.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You're watching tonight?
Yes, I'm looking right at you.
Well, that's good. Now, have you noticed that our video is much clearer than it used to be?
Well, you probably upgraded it to high def or something.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I did. I bought a new camera that cost half the price of the super duper whiz bang camera that I was using that was supposed to give me this clarity. I'm using a camera that cost me half that price and it does a better job.
Wow. Good deal. I like that green shirt with the flowers on it. Reminds me a little bit of Hawaii.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, it was kind of birthday spirity, so. Yeah. I don't know, you know, what do you think this would look like if I put a tie on with it?
Well, I don't think I have to answer that question. I think it would, right now it's very festive and alive. You put that tie on, it's going to bring it down.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, I thought maybe a bright orange or bright yellow tie with it might just be the fashion statement of the year.
If you give a bright orange tie that would blink, it'll work.
Mike, did you have a topic you wanted to discuss this evening?
Basically, no. I just wanted to take the time to wish you happy birthday and for your show, happy birthday. And let the rest of your followers, you know, especially the new ones, call in and, you know, let's bring their topic to you.
Okay. Very good. Well, Mike, thanks much.
You're very well.
All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 623-444-5889. It's BYOT, bring your own topic. This blog that someone sent me the link to, I read it. And it's written by James Carrion, who used to be the international director for MUFON. And it's a very well-written blog, which you tend to expect out of James Carrion. But the person who emailed me or left the message in my message box wanted to know what I thought about it. Now, the topic basically of this blog is that flying saucers are a made-up hoax by the government. What do I think about it? Well, we'll find out in a minute. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, this is John from Mesa, Arizona.
Hello, John from Mesa, Arizona.
Hey, happy birthday to the show, and I just want to ditto everything that everyone else has said. It's great to listen to you because you give a balanced view, and you are a lot more controlled when you talk to some of these people that tend to anger me. I would be near as diplomatic as you are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I can come unhinged, but it takes a lot to do it.
Yes, you know, but I've seen you hold it together in many a situation where, you know, I would have gone off the deep end.
Well, I fully understand that, and I thank you. But, you know, honestly, people challenge something that I've said or they have a different view, and I tend to look at it this way. Their freedom to have their view is equal to my freedom to have my view. And I may disagree with their view, and I may debate with them about their view, but I fully respect everybody's opinion. I respect their right to have their opinion and to have their view. So
yeah, I understand, and as many times that you've kept it together and managed to get your guest or a caller to open up and really explain their view, and I've learned from that, not only from your patience, but, you know, seeing it from a different angle. I may not agree with the caller, but at least I'm able to see from a different perspective.
Yeah. And different perspectives are very, very important. You know, I don't even agree with me all the time. No, I'm quite serious. You know, there are times when I'm talking with either a caller like yourself or a guest, and they say something that causes me to think of a question. And I'll go ahead and ask the question, even though the ramifications of that question are something that I personally don't agree with. But I'll go ahead and ask it to see how it fits with what they're saying. So right. I don't always even agree with me.
Yeah, I've seen you do it, and I appreciate it, because I know that keeping that objective attitude is a talent, and you definitely have that talent.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. You came and visited when I was broadcasting from the Phoenix area. You came and visited me at the studio once, didn't you?
I did, and I was amazed at what it takes to keep this ship afloat. You were a wonder to sit and watch how you keep calm and you push all the buttons and do it all, you know, and with an ease.
Sometimes I'm panicked. I try not to show it.
It doesn't show.
Well, I appreciate it. Sometimes I, you know, something is going wrong technologically, and I'm looking around for any kind of signal to show me what's causing it. And, you know, I try to keep cool and calm in appearance, but inside, man, I'm panicked. I'm like, what in the world did that? What's causing that, you know?
I have adopted one of your favorite phrases, though.
What's that?
I tell people, hey, I'm an old guy. You know, give me a break. And it works.
It's a good phrase. It's a
I don't work as fast, and I don't remember stuff. And I said, hey, I'm old. Give me a break. You know,
that's it.
Oh, okay, bye.
I have a break taking over, John. I have to run. Thanks for the call.
All right.
All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are on Final Approach. Very quickly, my response to that blog is this. What comes first, money or counterfeit money? How can you counterfeit something that doesn't already exist? So to assert that flying saucers are all counterfeit, done by the government, flies in the face of absolute evidence, because this phenomena existed before they decided to counterfeit it to cover black projects. The public was already well aware of them. Flyers in World War II were well aware of them. Cavemen in France were well aware of them. Aboriginal people in Australia were well aware of them. This phenomena has existed for millennia. So that's what I think. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Nashville.
And where are you calling from?
Nashville.
All right. Country music capital of the world. Jeff, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say happy birthday for your show and how proud we've been to have your show as one of our premier things on the OmniSun Radio Network for about the last 7.5 years.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And you're also now carrying us on your AM station in Nashville, right?
Yeah, AM 1610 The Fort.
Yeah, The Force. I like that. Well, we're proud to be a part of the OmniSound Radio Network, and we certainly appreciate you carrying the show on the network and on your AM station, and it's a big, big deal to us.
No, certainly a great show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Jeff. All right. What about you? We've got time. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks. I appreciate that. He's the owner of the OmniSound Radio Network and also owns an AM station in Nashville, Tennessee that carries the show. So great to hear from him. And I want to say thank you to all of our affiliates. Every affiliate station that's carrying this show, thank you. We appreciate you. We have time for one more quick call, 623-444-5889, and it's BYOT, bring your own topic. So we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But did you get my point with the blog? It's a well-written blog, and it's one that I happen to disagree with the premise. The reason that you can even have a counterfeit UFO phenomena, and there is, the government has done counterfeit UFO phenomena to cover their black projects. But the reason you can even have a counterfeit is because there's something that's real. If there was no such thing as a real U.S. $100 bill, well, you could print up all the stuff you wanted to print up, and it would be worthless, completely worthless. They're all counterfeits are all worthless, but it would be useless if there was no such thing as a U.S. $100 bill. Now, let me give you an example. There is no such thing as a U.S. $40 bill. It doesn't exist. So if you're a counterfeiter and you're printing up $40 U.S. bills, where are you going to spend that at? It only has any use if the real thing exists. A real $50 bill, $20 bill, $100 bill. Now you can print a counterfeit that's worthless, but at least if it's a good one, you can use it in some places, and you're stealing, but it's useful only. Counterfeit's useful only if there is the real thing. So when the U.S. decided that they were going to use the UFO phenomena as a cover for black projects, that, you know, that only has value. It only is useful because of the fact that the real phenomena does exist. Otherwise, it'd be a $40 bill. Everybody would spot it immediately and say, oh, come on. What a hoax. The fact that they're counterfeiting is proof of the reality of the phenomenon. So, my opinion? Well, my opinion is it's a very well-written blog. And it's one that I think the evidence is absolutely against it. But, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And that one, that's mine. Well, this has been an absolutely wonderful, wonderful birthday party here online. And I want to announce again, in case some of the people who won those tickets to the Alternative Universe Eye Conference, if they didn't happen to hear, let me announce it again. We gave away 3 free tickets to those who had previously attended. And the winners are Anne-Marie of Canada, Kate Nyvall in Norway, and Tom Schurz in Belgium. Those were the first 3 people to buy tickets to this upcoming Alternative Universe Eye Conference, and we were giving away an additional free ticket to the first 3. So there they are. Those are the first 3. Congratulations to all of them. Again, Anne-Marie in Canada, Kate Nyvall in Norway, and Tom Schurz in Belgium. Congratulations. And I'll be sending out an email to you tomorrow, to each of you, with information on how to claim and give away your free ticket that you won. Okay? All right, folks, the Alternative Universe Eye Conference is important. You know, I don't know how much time we've all got left. I don't mean that I think the world is going to come to an end, but certainly a free and open internet is. And I don't know how much time we all have left. But in the time that we do have, I'm going to do everything I can to get information to you about all these very important subjects that have huge ramifications and that are going to be, this stuff is, some people think it's all just so esoteric. Well, this stuff is moving center stage in the days ahead. And you need to know as much about this stuff as possible. So we are bringing you the Alternative Universe Eye Conference, and I do mean bringing it to you. We're delivering it right to your computer, all right? You don't have to buy an airplane ticket to get to the conference. You don't have to pay for a hotel room. You don't have to pay for extra meals while you're at the conference, for ground transportation or long-term parking, none of that. And you don't have to pay $100 or $200 for a conference ticket. It's $10. 10 bucks, and it's coming straight to you. But you have to do something. You have to spend the 10 bucks. All right? It's coming straight to you. Now, we've made this as affordable as we can possibly make it. And we've made it as convenient as possible. But you have to click that link that says Alternative Universe Eye Conference at my website. It's huge. You can't miss it. Click it and get your tickets today, okay? Thank you to everyone who called in and wished us a happy birthday. It's been a great 12 years. It's been a roller coaster ride, I can assure you. But I will tell you this, it's been a wonderful 12 years, and you are why it's been wonderful. Thank you. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.